From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
The additional sanctions are in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila, the Philippines, ahead of a regional meeting in the Asian country. During the meetings, Tillerson is expected to press China and other Asian countries to take a tougher stance against North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, said Tillerson would have the chance to engage with China's foreign minister at the meetings of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Manila, but had no plans on meeting with North Korea's foreign minister there. Thornton said Tillerson would be seeking greater cooperation in isolating North Korea and enforcing UN sanctions. Hiroshima, Japan, marked the 72nd anniversary of the August 6, 1945 attack that killed 140,000 people with a somber ceremony Sunday. They held a minute of silence to remember the dead and a call to eliminate nuclear weapons. Mayor Kazumi Matsui urged that the absolute evil of atomic weaponry be banished. This is VOA News. Kenya's Election Observation Group, or ELOG, plans to deploy about 5,000 observers to monitor the country's upcoming election. From Nairobi, Kenya, Lenny Ruvaga has more.
Joyce Majiwa of the Institute for Education in Democracy, the IED seeks to nurture democracy and good governance in Kenya and Africa. She further notes that the key areas in Tuesday's polls include electoral rules violations, among others. Majiwa adds that the monitoring will improve systems for future elections.
We'll make recommendations for future preparedness. We can make recommendations for if there are violent areas, especially women and girls, we can make recommendations for prosecution. We will have to follow up whether prosecutions are happening. We'll make recommendations to political parties as well.
In 2013, ELOG monitored elections in Kenya and projected President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory at 49.7%, while the official figures from IEBC stood at 50.07%. Kenya is scheduled to vote August 8th. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Saturday said his country was the target of ideological persecution after South American trade bloc Mercosur suspended it for failing to follow democratic norms. Speaking on a radio show, Maduro lashed out against the bloc. Maduro said that Venezuela has Mercosur in our souls, in our hearts, and in our lives. Saturday's decision will make it harder for the country to return to good standing since the new suspension can only be lifted when the bloc is satisfied that Venezuela has restored democratic order. Environmental activists sailed across Rio de Janeiro's Huangara Bay on Saturday to protest pollution in the city's waterways and broken promises to clean them up around the 2016 Olympics. The silent flotilla coincided with the one-year anniversary of the start of the Rio Games. The Brazilian city pledged in its Olympic bid to treat 80% of its water waste by the time the Games began, but failed to deliver on that promise. Search and rescue operations were underway for three U.S. Marines who were missing after their Osprey aircraft crashed into the sea off the eastern coast of Australia on Saturday. 23 of 26 personnel aboard the aircraft have been rescued. The MV-22 Osprey launched from the USS Bonham Richard and was conducting regularly scheduled operations. The Osprey is a tilt-rotor aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but flies like an airplane. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.